Legislation creating paid family leave in Vermont has gotten a big boost at the State House. The head of the Senate Economic Development Committee says the proposal is a top priority for his panel. But the outlook for the bill is still uncertain because Governor Phil Scott opposes the legislation. VPR's Bob Kinzel explains.
Under the bill that passed the House last year, all employees would be eligible for 6 weeks of paid leave at 80% of their salary. The plan is paid for by imposing a small income tax surcharge in the amount of 0.14% on all workers. For someone making $40,000 a year, the tax would be roughly $55. Employers would be exempt from the new tax. Chittenden Senator Michael Sirotkin chairs the Senate Economic Development Committee. He describes the House bill as a modest effort to provide critical benefits to all workers.
People have difficulty in taking leave when they're sick because they can't afford to take the time off, and in some cases they don't have job protection to come back. And I think it's a real working class issue.
Rebecca Kelly is Governor Scott's communications director. She says the bill breaks the governor's pledge not to raise any taxes or fees this year.
He's been very clear Vermonters cannot afford new taxes and fees this year. We want to have a second year in a row where we don't raise any new taxes or fees on Vermonters. And so this approach of doing this through a new tax would not be something the governor supports.
And Kelly says Scott would like to see if the program could be set up on a voluntary basis.
It's something that we should look into. There could be an option for a voluntary program, and that would be something that the governor could get behind.
But Sirotkin says the proposal is more like an insurance program that requires the participation of all employees.
We provide unemployment benefits when people are laid off. We provide workers' comp when people are injured on the job. This is another legitimate family need, and we want to be family friendly.
The Senate Economic Development Committee will hold a public hearing on the bill next Tuesday afternoon at the State House. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.